History doesn't just happen randomly. It follows rhythms and patterns that repeat across centuries. Neil Howe's The Fourth Turning Is Here arrives with chilling precision, confirming what many have sensed. Our era of chaos was not only foreseeable, but scheduled. 25 years after his landmark work with William Strauss predicted a great crisis around 2020, we find ourselves exactly where their theory suggested, amid pandemic, polarization, and institutional collapse. The book's core insight is deceptively simple yet profound. History moves in cycles of roughly 80 to 100 years, with four distinct turnings or seasons. The fourth turning represents winter, a period of crisis and reconstruction that has historically produced America's most consequential moments, the Revolution, Civil War, and World War II. What makes this perspective so valuable isn't just its accuracy in predicting our current troubles, but its roadmap through them. We're approximately 15 years in what historically has been a 20-25-year process of social transformation. Have you noticed how everything feels different now? The rules that govern society for decades suddenly seem inadequate. This isn't just another political cycle or economic downturn. It's a fundamental reshaping of our social order. And while that's terrifying, it also contains extraordinary potential for renewal. Trust in institutions has plummeted to historic lows. Conspiracy theories flourish while young Americans increasingly question democracy itself, some expressing openness to authoritarian alternatives. We've turned inward, becoming more isolated while grappling with our national identity amid growing inequality. Consider how many institutions you still trust: government, media, healthcare, education, religion. Systems that previous generations relied upon now seem broken to Americans across the political spectrum. This moment is particularly challenging due to our collective amnesia. Most Americans have no personal memory of the Great Depression or World War II, the last time society underwent fundamental restructuring. We've inherited the institutions established during that crisis without understanding how to maintain them. The current crisis, which likely began with the 2008 global financial crisis and accelerated through the pandemic, suggests more intense phases ahead. Yet, while fourth turnings bring dangers, they also offer extraordinary opportunities for positive transformation. Different generations shape this crisis uniquely through their life experiences. Baby boomers, 1943 to 1960, lead with moral certainty and ideological vision, influenced by post-war prosperity and cultural revolutions, though they sometimes struggle with practical execution. Generation X, 1961 to 1981, brings pragmatic leadership and survival skills honed during their challenging youth. Leaders like Elon Musk and Barack Obama exemplify their problem-solving focus over ideological pursuits. Millennials, 1982 to 2005, raised amid extensive protection and structure, embrace teamwork and institutional solutions. They'll likely build new civic frameworks during this crisis. The homeland generation, post-2005, growing up amid uncertainty, develops adaptive skills crucial for future rebuilding. This mix, idealistic elders, pragmatic midlifers, collective-minded young adults, and adaptive children, creates a dynamic particularly suited for transformation, with each generation playing a vital role. Fourth turnings don't just change policies, they fundamentally transform social values and structures. Throughout history, these periods have shifted societies from individualism toward community, from privilege toward equality, and from defiance toward authority. These transformations happen not gradually, but through the crucible of existential threats that force rapid adaptation. Consider how quickly American society transformed during World War II. Within months of Pearl Harbor, the entire economy reorganized for war production. Millions of women entered the workforce. Rationing became normal. The government gained powers unimaginable just years earlier. When survival is at stake, change that would normally take decades can happen in months. During crises, communities rebuild from their lowest points. Initially, civic dysfunction causes isolation, but as threats intensify, people naturally gather into families and neighborhoods. Large-scale crises trigger healthier conditions for community establishment, eventually transforming isolated individuals into unified civic movements. Crises also function as great levelers that reduce inequality. The destruction of assets, economic reallocation, and full employment contribute to wealth redistribution. New civic compacts emerge, often prompted by elite fears of popular unrest. Think about how the New Deal emerged from the Great Depression, not just from compassion, but from fear that without significant reform, revolution might follow. While Howe's theory originated in Anglo-American history, the concept of generational cycles has become increasingly global. As societies modernize, they synchronize with this generational rhythm, creating a global seculum, particularly evident in developed nations where shared technology, economics, and culture create parallel generational experiences. Today's fourth turning has unprecedented global reach. The Ukraine crisis has highlighted America's declining global leadership and emboldened powers like China and Russia, while nations like India, Brazil, and Turkey seek to redefine their roles. The risk of great power conflict now looms larger than any time since the Cold War. Climate change demands coordinated action precisely when nationalist impulses are strengthening. Economic globalization faces new challenges as nations reconsider supply chains through security lenses. Digital technologies have created both global interconnection and new forms of conflict. Problems are increasingly interlinked. A pandemic triggers supply chain disruptions, fueling inflation and political instability, which threatens the international cooperation needed for climate action. This interconnectedness means solutions must transcend national boundaries. Several potential crises loom in this fourth turning. Financial instability persists, requiring increasingly aggressive intervention since 2008. Half of Americans now see civil conflict as likely, while weakening global institutions raise the specter of great power war. Yet, history shows fourth turnings produce renewal, not collapse. From the American Revolution to World War II, each crisis culminated in new civic orders that created decades of stability. Today's challenges hold similar transformative potential. Moving forward requires balancing social cohesion with necessary creative destruction. Success depends on leadership that combines moral vision with practical implementation, leveraging the strengths of different generations. This might mean strengthening local community ties while embracing systemic change, or preparing for disruption while maintaining faith in collective resilience. The path forward requires both clear-eyed realism about present dangers and hope for renewal. Howe envisions a new first turning beginning around the early 2030s, marked by renewed national unity, institutional trust, and collective purpose, similar to the post-World War II American high. In favorable scenarios, shared crisis memories would drive civic participation. Political discourse would focus on loyalty to new arrangements rather than ideology. Generation X elders would pursue pragmatic solutions, millennials would lead ambitious projects, and homelanders would develop specialized expertise. This cyclical view challenges both utopian and apocalyptic perspectives. History shows societies move through recurring seasons of growth, maturity, entropy, and rebirth, each generation playing its role in this eternal rhythm. Previous generations overcame seemingly insurmountable challenges, from the Revolutionary War to World War II, with America emerging stronger each time. Our task is to face this turning with wisdom, knowing we're part of a chain linking ancestors who weathered similar storms to descendants who will judge our response.